In episode 4 of the I Am Wellness Moments weekly podcast roundup, we have challenged consistency and commitment with gratitude and intuition. These are opposing ideas that draw on facts and clear thinking over trust and deep connection. By practicing these affirmations, you might gain insights into yourself as you peel away layers. There is no right or wrong, simply concepts to explore and limitations to overcome. Do you ever feel like you start something or intend to start something, whether it be a hobby, a project, or even the most mundane job on a to-do list? And as much as you want to follow through on your intentions, something always takes priority. You will find a reason not to stick to your commitment. This can become a bugbear, a real frustration that eventually might even form part of the characteristics that people associate you with. They are unreliable. They are always late. They never stick to their word. A talker, not a doer. Being consistent, when the mind is in preoccupation and overworked, is near impossible. With all the will in the world, you will never maintain consistency if you don't have hard evidence that your intentions have manifested into action. Taking action is the first step in trusting yourself that you can be relied upon and consistent. It will help others begin to trust you too. Slowing down the mind always starts with the breath. So we begin by taking that crucial inhale breath, expanding the belly, the ribs, breathing into the upper chest, holding the breath at the top, and affirming, I am consistent. I am consistent. I am consistent. Pause for a moment. Choose one small, simple action that you're going to commit to today, and start to weave that action throughout your life on a day-to-day basis until you can see that there is consistency. Consistency and commitment come hand in hand. By practicing the I am consistent affirmation, we give ourselves the opportunity to choose one thing in our lives to get really good at. And in an ideal world, we wish for longevity for the choices that we make. So how do we stay consistent when we get thrown off track or distracted? We need to look at the foundations that consistency is formed from. The one thing that always comes up when we start to worry that we are not going to stay consistent is the level of commitment that we put into this at the very beginning. So let's go back to the start. You have something that you want to do consistently. You choose one action a day to kickstart this momentum. Yet, if we haven't made a very clear commitment, our actions will likely become short-lived. As we work through the commitment affirmation, we may feel a resistance, which is completely natural. When we think about this word commitment, there is a sense of duty and responsibility that can feel heavy for us. So let's look at it from a different angle. Commitment is something with integrity, something to be proud of. So breathe in, expand your belly, let the air fill your rib cage up into your chest, and say, I am committed. I am committed. I am committed to taking one daily action that will help support me being more consistent in my life.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
To be consistent and committed requires incredible focus. This comes easy for some. For others, we must learn to check in with ourselves regularly and make sure certain boundaries are in place to support our focus, our self-respect, and our ability to identify if we might be easily influenced. If this rings true for you, it could be time to regroup, simplify your stance, and clarify some basic affirmations. Chaos creates more chaos. So now, return to the breath. Return to yourself for a moment. Visualize yourself entering an empty room. Close the door. Embrace the silence. And as you breathe in, repeat to yourself with conviction, I am direct. I am direct. I am direct. My mind is calm. I am focused on my goals, and I have clear, healthy boundaries. Being grounded is something to be admired in a world full of distraction and expectations. We often see how people get swept away in a crisis, at work or in their personal life. You may well identify as the creator or supporter of drama, which can be exciting, risky, and a way to escape the mundane reality of your day. Realizing that situations always present choices can help reduce the levels of unnecessary drama in a crisis. Practicing a grounding affirmation is a great exercise and enables us to distinguish facts from feelings. Centering our energy levels helps us become the observer in situations rather than the one in the center of all the chaos. Connect your feet to the floor. Take your shoes off if possible. Feel the weight of your body pulling into your feet and then into the earth. Imagine your feet have roots that connect deep inside the earth. And slowly move your body weight into the balls of your feet, and then move your body weight back into your heels, repeating this movement a few times, forward into the balls of your feet and rocking backwards into your heels, fully connecting with the ground beneath you. Breathing in the stillness. I am still. I am still. I am still. By being still, I can be grounded. I can distinguish facts from feelings. And I am able to peacefully move through my day and through any perceived chaos.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Gratitude, a widely overused word. It seems to be the go-to answer to people's problems. Just be grateful. You are so lucky. Although this isn't helpful if we are in a challenged mental space or in the middle of an anxiety attack, it certainly doesn't solve problems in real time that require palpable solutions. So what can we do to understand gratitude? I believe gratitude can't be forced onto people. It only comes as an insincere gesture. Gratitude is something we need to discover for ourselves in time. When we are preoccupied in life, overwhelmed with duties, or a sense of inflated self-importance, I doubt there is room for gratitude. If we are driven by dis-ease, constant complaining, and dissatisfaction, where is the opportunity for gratitude? Self-importance isn't comparable to real self-confidence and compassion for others. This may feel triggering to some. Let's see if we can affirm gratitude together. This requires dropping your facade or pretense, coming back to earth, breathing in the air around you, and feeling a sense of ease. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful for the air I breathe, for the ebb and flow of life, for the ups and downs, the imperfection. I am grateful. I often practice this affirmation when I feel run down or sick, and attempt to propel my mindset out of the obvious bodily sensations that indicate illness. The body often gives us signs that we need to take more care of ourselves, way before we acknowledge or register that there are biochemical imbalances happening systemically. So, if we've been caught out, we don't feel ourselves, it is time to surrender and support the body in its healing. We have lots of tools and remedies to help with this. Yet we still seem to be at the receiving end of illness when it strikes. Affirming, I am healthy, is a step towards taking matters into our own hands. A way to confirm that we are aware and acknowledge our body, and we are going to take care of our body. So breathe now. And if you are feeling run down or ill, bring your energy back into your mind, the space we can influence in a positive way, and affirm, I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy and responsible for my body and mind. I treat it with respect, and my health is my main priority. Mind management supports healthy decision making and an optimistic lifestyle through practical application. To keep our mind and our thoughts in check and stay productive, we use fact-based scenarios to help us here, to identify when our feelings are overwhelmed. Yet on the other hand, a huge part of the affirmation practice is based on being willing to open up your heart to discover purpose and joy. This takes a lot if we are too dominated by fact and intellect. Intuition is far closer to our innate sense of self than fact and intellect will ever be. From the moment we are born to the moment before we die, our body has a system designed to help us survive danger, hunger, and exposure to the elements. Intuition is powerful, and sometimes we forget we have this ability that can be so useful in our modern lifestyle when we are facing issues. With intuition, there needs to be trust. Trust in our ability to survive without overthinking and overanalyzing. So let's now return to the core of our being. Back to basics. Pure intuition, sensory awareness, acknowledging thoughts and mind activity, intellectual overload, but really coming back to basics. We can help ourselves by using our breath and affirming, I am intuitive. I am intuitive. I am intuitive. I trust myself and my ability to thrive. Learn more about I Am Wellness Solutions. Follow me at Carly I Am Wellness, providing online and live workshops for discovering your inner therapist, connecting to your greatness again through the practice of self-care, self-worth, and self-love rituals. Listen on radio, on demand, and on the weekly podcast.